You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut, hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm Bill Pierce. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Lindsay Jones, who is a nutritionist here in the Hartford area. We'll be speaking a little bit about how to help the elderly. Dr. Jones, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me on your show today.
Well, I'm very happy to do this. We've done a lot of different shows about different aspects of growing older, and certainly nutrition is a very important one. And as I understand that, A Place for Mom, which is the nation's largest senior living referral service, has teamed up with you to really help educate seniors on how they can, I guess, feel well and really how to eat as they age.
Absolutely. Like you said, A Place for Mom is the largest senior living referral information service in the nation, and they help more than 200,000 families in the United States find senior care each year. So I teamed up with A Place for Mom to shed light on the difficulties our seniors encounter in really trying to eat well. And the A Place for Mom website, www.aplaceformom.com, has a number of resources and tips for how seniors can maintain a nutritious diet and really a balanced lifestyle. And it includes great articles, delicious recipes. I've tried to really include a lot of recipes I've created myself on there.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of information about how senior living communities also emphasize healthy living.
Obviously, as we get older, our nutrition needs change, and certainly relatives want to keep an eye on their older relatives, parents, grandparents, or whatnot, and some of the things dealing with their health and the way they are eating. Are there certain things that one can do to really keep an eye on the eating habits of their older relatives?
Absolutely. It's actually pretty astonishing because nearly 4 million American seniors are malnourished. And really, as we age, our bodies change, and so do our nutritional needs. And really many reasons why seniors are malnourished: taste buds change, there's a loss of taste, the physical demands of preparing meals can change, sometimes a lack of companionship while eating. Also, a lot of dental problems can make it uncomfortable to eat. So it's really important to be able to identify these different signs of malnourishment. So some things that family members or other loved ones can do are to check the pantry or even the refrigerator for old food, inadequate amounts of food, and even the types of foods being purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Also, look for unusual weight loss, or even surprisingly, with this fact, weight gain. Really look, is there loose or tight-fitting clothes,
mm-hmm.
which is a really good way to check for that sign. And other signs include unnatural-looking or excessive bruising or even wounds that aren't healing.
Another thing that we all seem to need as we age, medications. And as we get older, we tend to take more of them, to need more of them. What kind of an effect or impact can they have?
Oh, my gosh. Well, medications, unfortunately, a lot of times seniors sometimes have to choose between their medications or spending a lot of money on nutritious foods. So one way that seniors can hopefully avoid this is to try to choose foods that are really nutrient-dense. So many seniors have smaller appetites. So, again, that's why it's really important that these meals should be packed with essential vitamins and nutrients.
And these meals, as we're a little bit older, should it still be the standard three meals a day? Should they be spread out, smaller meals, more of them over a longer period of time during the day?
Well, again, seniors have smaller appetites.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've noticed in my practice, because my practice really is a large senior base along with their caregivers, which was one reason why I realized that this was such a huge issue, is that seniors need to eat smaller meals throughout the day. Usually I try to suggest doing three meals with about two snacks, and just really watching the portion sizes. And then I try to have them include five important essential nutrients and vitamins into each of these meals.
And what would some of those be that people should be getting as a senior?
Really important is folic acid. So I know many women have heard about folic acid, but it's actually really important for men too, because folic acid helps to decrease the buildup of high blood levels of homocysteine, which can actually put seniors at risk for heart disease and other chronic illness. So super easy ways of getting folic acid into your diet are things like spinach, asparagus, lentils, fortified breakfast cereals. And there's actually a lot of good recipes on the aplaceformom.com website that shows easy to make meals that include folic acid.
And I would assume getting these nutrients is better in food than it would be from a supplement.
I always recommend food as medicine. And if you're eating a healthy diet, you're not going to necessarily need that multivitamin. And also, like you mentioned earlier, medications, oftentimes certain medications deplete specific nutrients. So if we can supplement that with food, all the better.
And certainly the impact of medication is something that if the person themselves doesn't bring it up with a doctor, perhaps someone, a relative, one of their children or whatnot, should bring it up so they can get this situation corrected.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important to also listen to your loved one if they mention any kind of abnormal blood testing or anything from their doctor's visits, just to really keep your ear open and try to hear what's going on. And also, other important nutrients, kind of what we already touched on with folic acid, I also like to tell people to eat B12. It's really important to help synthesize protein and DNA within our body. And unfortunately, as we age, we have a decreased ability to absorb B12. So really focusing on things like seafood, meat, eggs, and milk to get that B12 into your diet.
And we tend to always be a little bit stubborn or set in our ways, whatever you want to call it. And changing a diet as you get older to meet the new needs that you have, it may not be an easy thing for some people.
It may not be, and that's why really looking at somebody's diet and what they already have in it is important, but creating good, healthy meals that are tasty, especially as people age, they lose their sense of taste, so things that are really colorful. We sometimes eat with our eyes, so we have a lot of recipes on the website that are pleasing to the eye. They look fun to eat, but more importantly, they're really easy to make, especially if you're living in a single household or cooking for one.
And before you go, once again, let our listeners know about the website where they can go for more information on all that we've been talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go to www.aplaceformom.com and everything that we've been talking about today on your show, and also more information on how to be contacted with one of these network of advisors around all over the United States. And it's awesome because you'll actually talk to somebody as opposed to some other services that are just more web-based assistance. And we also have more definitions. You can understand the various types of care that's available, for example, nursing home versus assisted living, and also relevant news stories that discuss various types of care that are industry trends currently.
All right, Dr. Jones, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. That's Dr. Lindsay Jones, who is a nutritionist based in Hartford with a specialty in geriatrics. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.